We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Dan Wetzel covers college sports as well as anybody does, an award-winning author and columnist for all sports for Yahoo Sports. And he joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Dan, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great, gentlemen. How are you?
Wonderful.
We are great. Thanks so much for the time. And I'm sure what's going to be a busy morning for you. We definitely appreciate it. So scale of 1 to 10, 10 being absolutely stunned at this news this morning. Where are you on that range?
I was like a 4. You know, all year, you know, the signs were there. You know, the suspension, the stress of that, the way he was, you know, the way he's acting on the sideline, the kind of health incidents he was having there. It was clear he was extremely stressed. His revelation that, you know, he had a brain cyst and all of that. And then to me, the capper was, you really heard a lot that this might be it for Urban, even people in Columbus saying, I think he might step down soon. And then at the Michigan game, when Fox showed Shelly Meyer and their kids crying on the sideline during the game, to me that was a clear sign that they knew this was going to be the last time he was coaching at Ohio Stadium. And so I was not surprised. You know, was it going to be today? Was it going to be after the Rose Bowl? You know, that part, you don't really know. But I'm not surprised. He's very comfortable handing the program over to Ryan Day. And so Urban's going to step down. I would not call this a retirement when it comes to Urban Meyer. I would call it a well-paid vacation. He's already got his money.
So, look, because we were discussing earlier, you know, do you think he'll coach again? And for some strange reason, because I think he is a great coach, but he's a sleazeball. For some reason, because, I don't know, brain cyst to me says something more than just stuff he's had before. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and Jamie basically says I'm an idiot.
You know, it's possible, certainly, a brain cyst, but he's had that for a few years. You know, can medication handle it? Does he just need a break? I mean, look, these jobs are tough for anybody. He burns extremely hot. I mean, his stories at Florida are just crazy. Like, he lost 20 pounds, at least he says. With Meyer, you just never really know. But, you know, he did look terrible. I mean, he lost like 20 pounds in 10 days. Before playing Alabama in the SEC title game. And then afterwards, I had to go to the hospital for a heart problem. And so, you know, the way he just processes the stress and stuff, I think overwhelms him. But he's only 54. This is not a man with like hobbies and like, what is he going to do? I think there's at least a better than 50-50 shot. He's back. And especially when, like, you know, USC could open next year. It'll be, it's nice and sunny. I don't have to recruit as far. There's tons of kids in L.A. It'll be much easier. He'll talk himself back into that. I think he comes back, but we'll see. Hopefully he's healthy enough to do that. If the cyst is that bad that he can't, that's too bad. He is a easy-to-dislike guy and hate as an opposing coach, but other than Saban, he's the best coach in college football.
We're talking to Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports about Urban Meyer's retiring after the Rose Bowl. He'll hand the program over to Ryan Day. And again, this is cynical on our behalf or on my behalf, but you were down in Columbus during the teeth of the whole Zach Smith thing, Dan. I mean, how much heat was there then on Urban? And do you think that's contributing to it? Is this a, we'll give him one more year and then he can quote unquote retire and maybe the scandal will go away a little bit?
No, I don't think there's anybody down there with the power to do that, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't think there's anybody who could have fired him. And I don't think there was a will to do that. I do think people started to get fatigued over Urban Meyer across the university. It wasn't just the Zach Smith thing, but just the number of, like, distortions and you know, inexplicable explanations that he came up with after that the university was trying to scramble to come up with and just couldn't. That wore out the administration. But at the end of the day, you win enough football games in this country and the college is getting rid of you unless you're the one domestically abusing. I mean, it's just there was nobody who could fire Urban Meyer that was going to maintain their job. So I don't think he was pushed out. I think the whole thing is exhausting. He also, in this oddball way for this guy, cares a great deal how people see him. And getting raked over the coals like that by everyone did affect him. And so I think this whole season has been fairly miserable. And then, you know, look, you go 12-1, you have one bad night, really one bad half, and you still don't make the playoff. It's a tough grind. For the second straight year, 12-1, Big Ten champ isn't good enough. It's a tough deal for him. And so the whole thing was time for him to jump. He can also put his guy in Ryan Day. Like if Ohio State was at all mad at Urban Meyer, they'd be opening up this search. And so let's see if we can get Bob Stoops to come back. Youngstown, Ohio guy, Oklahoma coach. Let's see if we can get him to. They just handed over Ohio State to a 39-year-old first-year coach. Now, he did a great job in September filling in for Meyer, and he may prove to be fantastic. But this is Ohio State. That's a heck of an opportunity for a guy who's going to be a rookie coach.
Now, he's done a great job with their offense, Ryan Day. I would assume, you know, Shiano stays and all that stuff. Recruiting. People are attracted to Urban Meyer. He's a great recruiter. In a weird way, could this actually not be that bad because now there's no questions? Because there was always the questions, and maybe a kid said, I don't know if I want to go to Ohio State because I don't know who the coach is going to be. Now at least they know.
They certainly know. I would expect Ohio State to actually pull back a little in recruiting and recruit Ohio more. Under Meyer, they went full national. They signed 5 players from Ohio last year, and they have 3 committed right now. Jim Tressel used to average 15. And as everybody knows, there's tremendous high school football talent in Ohio. What Meyer was doing was saying, I don't care. There's a kid a little bit better in Texas. There's a kid a little bit better in Florida. There's a kid a little better at Cass Tech. And I'm going to get him. And I don't care what the odds are against me. He didn't just sit back like every other Ohio State coach or almost every other coach in the country at a big state school and just say, give me your top 15, then we'll fill in with the kids around the country and around the region. So I actually think recruiting in that, you know, Ryan Day is going to be there to be successful. He could be there for 20 years. He's a really, really promising and bright guy. But I do think if Ryan Day is smart, he goes back to saying, I'm loading up with Ohio and not necessarily because Urban Meyer can walk into any high school in the country and every kid goes, holy cow, Urban Meyer's there. Ryan Day can't do that. So I think he's going to be a lot more Midwest focused, and I think that's the smart route. That would be the smart route for him.
You mentioned USC. There are 2 jobs that are going to be open, or one, they're both open now. The Cleveland Browns and the Green Bay Packers. Do you see him at all in the National Football League where he won't have to deal with recruiting?
No, I don't think he'd be a very good NFL coach. I think he wears out his welcome very quickly. I think he plays a lot of motivational deals with young kids that work that just aren't going to work with an NFL coach. He is unbelievable at coaching college kids. I mean, he has 3 national titles. He also had an undefeated season at Utah. They didn't get into the BCS, so you know they never got a chance to play for the title. And another undefeated season at Ohio State, they had a postseason ban. They could have won a national title too. So he is an unbelievable coach and at motivating college kids. And like, you know, the bit with like, you know, you knew they played so great against Michigan because he could raise the stakes for that game. And everyone's picking against you. And oh, this kid might have said that he guaranteed the game. Like Ohio State comes, that doesn't work in the NFL. You guys know that. Like it's, so I don't think he'd be a good NFL coach. Does that mean the Browns wouldn't do it? I mean, sure. What? I don't think he's coaching the NFL. I think he's taking a year off. He's going to work the last time. He recharged his batteries, and he had a huge 7-year run. And I think he's going to sit back for a year. Maybe he'll do ESPN or whatever. And he's going to sit back and then say, yeah, I got 7 more. I mean, I'm going to be 55 years old. I got another run in me. Let's see what opens.
Now, the final question, Dan, I know we don't know for sure what Ryan Day is going to be like, but in your mind, is the playing field leveled now in the East Division with Michigan, Michigan State, and Penn State, or is there an obvious opening here, or is Ohio State, in your mind, still going to be a cut above?
No, obvious opening. I mean, look, Ohio State's always good. It's always been good. It always should be good. But if Jim Harbaugh and James Franklin, particularly Penn State, can't at least win half their games against Ryan Day, then they aren't worth the money they're getting paid for. I mean, this is not Urban Meyer. This is a rookie head coach. And so understanding all that Ohio State has going for it, it is a much more open playing field for Michigan and Penn State and Michigan State and Northwestern and everyone else. Urban Meyer coached 62 games against Big Ten teams, including the title games. He went 57-5. Okay, D'Antonio got him twice. Franklin got him once, and they lost to Iowa once and Purdue. That's it. Nobody 7-0 against Michigan, and most of those games were absolute whippings. Nobody came close to this guy. And so Ryan Day could be a great coach, but is he going to be, you know, the second best coach of the era? Probably not.
Safe bet.
And so that's the deal. It's open. It's an open shot now for her. I'm not saying he needs to win the next seven. He's got to win something.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, really appreciate the time. I know you're busy, and hopefully we'll talk to you very soon. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Dan.
Take care, guys.
Thanks a lot. Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.